Popular TV actress Hina Khan shared on Instagram how unsafe she felt while dubbing dialogue for a recent production, first with a mask on and then without. "I was told my voice is not clear. I realize it's so unsafe to inhale and exhale so close to the microphone. God knows how many have dubbed in the same studio before me. God knows who amongst them was the carrier, she wrote. Film financiers have begun buying an add-on COVID coverage for lead actors as part of their key man insurance policies, according to Sonam Chandelwani, managing partner at law firm KS Legal and Associates in Mumbai, which says it is about 30 media clients. The firm is also bolstering the force majeure clauses in contracts, which allow provisions to be breached as a result of circumstances beyond human control to cover any future lockdowns. Kask Babakar, who was supposed to start shooting his Run Lola Run remake in April, changed the protagonist's profession after he found a, quote, a giant location that could accommodate several different shooting setups, allowing him to save some money. The producer also predicts special effects will now be needed in other action films where rewriting is impossible, especially for battle scenes. Despite India having a vast supply of cheap extras who traditionally have been available for such productions, it's not clear how the extra costs and lack of cinema outlets will affect Bollywood's finances. The typical Bollywood production is a money spinner, with even the film's music framed out for stage shows that pay royalties, while stars enjoy the glamour and product endorsements that traditionally accompany big hits in theaters. Just how long the pandemic spurred production changes and will last is uncertain. That's a million-dollar question, Balki says. Filmmakers will have to lean on streaming platforms. Producers will be happier with lesser profits and actors with lesser payouts, at least for now.